Nation, we want pictures of your dogs. That's just a personal request from me, but while you look for a good one, let me tell you about something near and dear to my and Brent's hearts. Your dog's health. You may have noticed lots of dogs suffering from health issues these days. Joints, odors, it's not good. Actress Katherine Heigl noticed these issues too, and after a ton of research, there was one place she found we can look to support any dog's health. Their food. So she created Superfood Complete, food for your four-legged friend that's made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Her company, Badlands Ranch, also supports the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Now, I know Brent has used Superfood Complete with his lovable meatballs, and they absolutely love it. He said it's easy to prepare, both his guys grow crazy for it, and he loves knowing what he's giving them is healthy and full of ingredients that are actually beneficial to his little rapscallions. You can try it for yourself by going to badlandsranch.com/hysteria and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/hysteria today.
They say I'm disturbed.
From city to city, an incredible hysterical panic spread.
I think we're getting into a weird area here.
Will you tell these fools I'm not crazy? Not crazy.
This hysteria.
You can't handle the truth.
Brain is gone.
This is Hysteria 51.
We're here.
The truth is out there.
It's alive.
But you won't find it here.
They're coming for you. Look, there comes one of them now.
Cafeteria 51, Brent, we are back, and we are back in a regular cadence. It feels so good.
It feels good before we eat it, maybe not after we eat it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
This is the safe week. We're in a safe week this week. So
it is a safe week. I agree. We are getting, we're doing two things. One, we're getting away from gross out opportunities, which dovetails into number two. We're doing a world tour, if you will, from our homes.
It's about time. Hysteria 51 went on a world tour.
A world tour.
And just like any world tour that I'm involved in, there's food.
And also, just like any world tour involved in today's world, we're doing it virtually.
Yeah. Thanks, Uber Eats or whoever.
Yeah, that's the problem. So when I say world tour, it means that each episode of Cafeteria 51 for the next however many weeks we feel like will be inspired by a specific country. Here's the real downfall of that. We can't go to cool restaurants, much less that part of the world, to try the food. So we're making it at home, ordering delivery, ordering from Amazon, you know, doing all of that good stuff. So we will talk about the food, we'll try it, and we will. We're expanding our cultural curiosity, Brent.
That's one way to put it.
I'm excited, though. I'm excited. What,
tell them the country, John. Tell them which country we're doing.
So we're doing Indonesia today. And
it's my first time eating an Indonesian person, so I'm excited.
You just got tired of eating all those Canadians?
Yeah.
All right, so Indonesian food, Indonesian cuisine is great. I love Indonesian food. There's a number of restaurants near me. I'm in a highly ethnically diverse area, and Korean is the most prominent in this area. But there's a number of Indonesian foods. There's also Indochina restaurants, and I always like the kind of lesser known varieties of Asian food, I guess is what I'm saying. Like, you know, there's nothing wrong with a good Mongolian beef, but getting a little deeper into it, it's a lot of fun.
Screw you, Mongolians! Sorry, I'm channeling my inner South Park. You stay away from that seawall! It's not culturally insensitive if I'm quoting something. That's how that works.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure how that tracked, but thank you.
I'm pretty sure I just got canceled, but I was just quoting South Park.
It was Matt and Trey.
Yes.
All right. So Indonesian food, and specifically, we're going the cheap route today.
We went and picked it up, which we did, because ordering it online, not as cheap, even from like Walmart and shit like that. But yeah.
Oh, so you went and picked it up. Yeah. I did too. A local store carries this. So we
shout
are
out to
with
Tony's.
Yeah, Tony's hardcore hookup. Tony's Fresh Farm. No, Tony's Fresh Market.
Yep, Fresh Market. Yep.
So we went the cheap route. It's the Indonesian version of ramen noodles.
I got chicken curry flavor.
Yeah, I got the same one. I've had other flavors. So I stacked the deck a little bit today, Brent. This is something I'm coming in having enjoyed. Know a bit about because I've ordered it online, etc. Not I should know a bit about. Well, the founder of the company back in 1864. I don't know that, but we'll find some Wikipedia before the end of this episode. Mm-hmm. But it's essentially ramen. It's the noodles when you pull them out, they're hard just like ramen. They look just like ramen when you make them, and you haven't put the seasoning in it. They taste just like ramen. The big difference is when you think about a traditional ramen, you just have one packet of seasoning. You mix it up and you're done. Mm-hmm. And with this, you get a packet of seasoning, a packet of chili powder, spice it up a little bit, and then what they call seasoning oil, which is essentially like vegetable shortening with other seasonings.
Other countries, if you go and eat like ramen and stuff in, you know, like Korea and Japan, stuff, they'll have stuff like that. They put oils on it at the end also.
Oh, yeah. The ramen that we're all like kind of accustomed to, that traditional top ramen or whatever, is actually kind of the aberration. Where you only get the one seasoning packet.
All my seasoning is just dumped in it.
So let me ask you this, Brent, and this is the integral question to me for any freeze-dried noodle dish or ramen, whatever you want.
I don't know
call
what you're going to ask me. Can I just guess right now?
Yes.
Yes, I'm eating it wet. Was that the question?
Yep, that was the question. That was the question. You know, is it, do you go full directions and put
soup.
The cup
I
and
eat
a half
like soup.
Great, but do you go full directions? Like if they say a cup and a half of water, use a cup and a half?
Yeah, no, I do that. I usually don't add because I find if you go more, it just tastes watery.
No, I was going to ask if you go less because sometimes people want
people
wet.
That, yeah.
Sometimes people want wet, but they don't want they want a little
like
a little
Lisa's
more kick
the,
to it or
the
whatever.
Dry rinse it just enough to keep them wet to hold the flavoring on, whereas I want a soup.
That's the third way, and that's how I do it. I do it how Lisa does it, where it's dry. It's just enough water to hold the flavor, and you know, eat them like noodles.
I do one other thing that people hate. I've found I break the noodles up or cut them if I didn't break them up, and then eat it.
Oh, interesting. I do. Yeah, I've never even thought about doing that.
Yeah, and so we even buy these one noodles, which you've had before at your house. You know, the ones that are like wet in the bag, and you got to rinse them, and you know the. Healthy noodle, they call them. There's like
giant
ass bag of them's like 30 calories.
Is it like shirataki or something like that? Yeah.
I actually brought one up here with me. That's what I was playing with in the intro because it feels so funny. I don't know how to say the words. I cut those with scissors. Literally because they're wet, you know, and so when I'm draining them, I put the scissors down in the pan and cut them up. So
well, that's
I'm all about the ease.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all. I left mine long, but I just find it interminably interesting about wet versus dry. It's such a debate. What I was referencing, the middle one, is sometimes I will... If like there's a Tom Yum flavor of a competitive brand of this called Mama or something like that. With that one, I like the kind of the flavor of the broth, but making it the way the directions say makes it too watered down for me. I like my salt. So I'll do like half water, so you still get some broth, but it's not as watery. But I got to admit, most of the time I just go straight on dry.
Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it. So it's very high on pronunciation, too. So you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And, you know, our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation. Yeah, that's right. But they design it for long-term retention, you know. If you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do, and then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in, and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition, and mm-hmm. it hears you. You get to use, like, the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused or really cool. I'd go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and both of us have given the seal of approval because we want to do this long-term, and it's something that it works. You know, and we don't do long-term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now. Get now. Started. For very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit RosettaStone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rachete, you're 50% off. Rachete. Redeem it. 50% off. RosettaStone.com/today. Do it today. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when Brent and I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, we thought, man, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Brent is trying a plan right now and says that it works like a charm from Chicago to Nashville as he makes his big old move. Mint Mobile is working for him. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And you can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. So ditch the overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/hysteria. That's mintmobile, mintmobile.com/hysteria, hysteria. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/hysteria. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
And so without further ado, Brent, should we taste?
Let's do her. Should I let everyone eat it the proper way? Hold on. See them where they eat it and they slurp? Say they, but you know, the people that are
on TV.
Mm-hmm.
So it's no surprise for me. I love them. What's your take on the heat level, Brent?
I don't mind this at all. I would say I actually find myself, though, being less apt to be bothered by heat than other people, but I would say that this is fine.
Yeah, I agree. It's fine for me. I bet if I fed this to my wife, she would be able to eat it, but would wish it was not as hot.
Right, and that's my problem, is people be like, is this hot? I go, no, I don't think so. You know, and then they go, oh my God. And I was like, I don't, you know, but I also don't find myself eating super hot stuff either.
I've mellowed over the, like when I was in my 20s.
Oh yeah. Bring on the fucking
wings. I was putting shit, you know? Like, oh, you have ghost pepper hot sauce. You have extra ghost pepper hot sauce. Yeah. Great. Let's do that. And nowadays I'm like, okay, that if it's too hot, it just kills the flavor.
My problem with things like this is it should be made into, well, okay, you look at the pack. It's got like eggs in it and all this stuff, you know, and they're making it into a, I always just make the pack and I eat that. And then I'm like, I'm still hungry. And then I go eat something else. That's my issue, is I should make a meal out of it. And instead, right. I just make it. And then I find myself snacking if this is all I'm eating.
I will admit to being guilty of the same thing. There, on occasion, I will take the time, go to the store and buy some bok choy and soft boil an egg and, you know, kind of add all the good stuff right. into it. But I'm the same. Well, but it's also, you're generally making your 59-cent meal because you just don't feel like cooking. You just don't feel like doing anything else. You know it'll be ready in 3 minutes, it'll be hot, and you'll be full. You
and
know?
Somehow this seems classier than just regular top ramen.
It's still
chicken flavor.
to that end, I do think there is a more of a depth of flavor than regular top
the
ramen.
Noodles are also a little bit different texture. And I mean, you know what I'm saying.
They're springier.
Yeah, they're a little more al dente or something, you know. That's probably the wrong way to say it.
They have more chew to them.
Yes. Yeah. I guess al dente is right. But, yeah, you know, it's... Teach their own, though. My wife doesn't I think I told you this recently, she had bought some of those black bean noodles.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And they are firmer no matter how you cook them. I liked them, she hated them. She's like, nope, just tastes like undercooked noodles to me. Where yeah, I was like, oh, nice, you know.
I liked them okay. They're a little gritty for me.
You definitely aren't eating a regular noodle,
right? Also, you know, this is a chicken curry flavor, so to enjoy this flavor, you have to enjoy curry, which I really do. I'll cop to something. This is the kind of thing I wouldn't normally admit, so why not, you know, just say it on the podcast that a couple hundred thousand people are listening to. I buy a lot of these, and it's not to eat the noodles every time. I will buy like 10, 20 packs and literally unpack them, throw the noodles away, and I use those flavoring packs on other things.
I wonder if you could buy just the flavoring packs. Of course, they probably don't charge you more.
Than just throwing away the noodles, yeah. So there's these things called protein noodles from Trident Foods that I love that are essentially, they're like, you ever had, you know, fake crab, crab with a K?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. It's like white pollock or something that's...
Which I actually really dig, fake crab. I have no problem with it.
Yeah, so similar thing, only that they make it into the texture of a noodle.
Okay.
And I really enjoy them. High protein is a good thing. So if you're trying to load up on your protein and kind of cut down on your carbs a little bit, it's a good dish. Anyway, I'll use these seasoning packets on that. If I'm making a big omelet, I'll stir this in.
Oh, that's a good idea. I never thought about that. We are big on the trash omelet leftover stuff sometimes. You know, it sounds like that's a horrible thing to say, but my wife makes fantastic omelets and will sometimes use, you know, just random shit, and they always turn out fantastic. Well, it does when she makes it. When I make it, it tastes like I just threw everything in a pan, and then halfway through I realized that I suck at making omelets, so they're just scrambled eggs.
We need to edit that down. My wife makes terrible trash omelets. Yeah. And play that for producer Lisa.
My wife makes terrible trash omelets.
Yeah. No, I do the same thing. When I make my omelets, unfortunately, I'm just not mastered the art of getting it done without making one side too brown.
Right.
I'm just not good at it.
The thing that she always tells me, the secret is you got to let the pan warm up first. And I'm sure that's true.
And even when I think I've done that, I know I haven't done it enough, right. And I just go forward anyway.
That's why when you go someplace, they've been making omelets all day, you know, and they throw them in, right. And you're done, you know, and yeah, that's the way it goes.
I mean, it makes sense because you're going to cook it on each side the equal amount of time.
This is a fantastic taste, though. I like this. It was not something that I'd ordered that I'd eaten before. Now, you and I have talked about this. We both love pho soups and stuff like that, and we're noodle fans. I will get this again.
Yeah, I like I said, I'm a long time order,
and I'll try some other flavors.
My favorite kind of, I don't know, bad for you food that I seek out is cheap instant noodles. That's my jam. So yeah. I, you know, we have all these Asian grocery stores. I'll go in and just spend 20 minutes in the aisle.
They got that in fucking spades in those places.
The entire that and entire
canned
aisle.
Fishes of all sorts. Balls and snake heads.
Some canned fishes that you didn't even want access
to. Right, right.
But yeah, half the fun is it's like a treasure hunt to figure out what flavor you're looking at.
Yeah. Well, literally, because even on the back of this, half of it you can't read, you know.
Yeah.
One fantastic thing, it's on your Androids, I don't know if it's on iPhones, is when you go to your camera, on mine and on most of them, to the left-hand side, there's like, it looks like what you would scan a barcode with, and the barcode scanner comes up. It's Google Lens. Scroll, and it has Translate.
Oh, cool.
And you can take it over, something that's in, so mine will show like English or whatever, and it'll translate stuff for you.
I did not know that. I've downloaded Translate, maybe it was Google Translate programs to use on pictures because I know a lot of Eastern European folks who will post stuff on Facebook and it'll be a meme.
Yeah.
And I want to judge them on the quality of their meme, and I have no idea what it's saying.
It is hard to judge someone when I don't speak their language.
Exactly. So,
sorry, so Ivan, but I don't understand your backwards P there. I've never seen a word start with a lowercase R, so I'm confused.
And what are all of those accent marks?
I'm so scared right now.
So I downloaded one of those to be able to translate the memes, and it works pretty well. But I did. Wow, my phone certainly doesn't do that. That's cool. So Brent, a few things on the company that makes these noodles. The name of the company is Indomie. And in case we didn't say it earlier, to be clear, the exact title of the dish we're eating is Indomie Instant Noodle Soup. Chicken curry flavor.
That's funny. I pronounced it because I pronounced everything wrong. I was like, Indomie. I have no idea how to say it. Indomie.
The only reason I think I went that way is because I knew it was Indonesian.
Yeah.
So Indo. What you're saying makes sense. And yeah. I, for the record, also, just because I chose that way doesn't mean I'm right. You could be right.
Well, everyone knows I pronounce everything perfectly.
If you've listened to this podcast, you know we both do.
It takes seconds to look up pronunciations, then we don't have that kind of, we're not willing to give that kind of time.
We would rather argue about it for 20 minutes. Indomie is a brand of instant noodle produced by the Indonesian company Indofood. Indofood itself is the largest instant noodle producer in the world. With 16 factories, 15 billion packets of Indomie are produced annually. Indomie is exported to more than 60 countries.
Wow.
This goes on. What was nuts to me is the largest instant noodle producer in the world. I would have guessed one of the top ramen or one of the, what's the other one? Manchurian? I don't know.
Yeah, they're both slightly different colors of the same stuff. Yeah.
Yep, that's exactly. I would have guessed one of those because you find them in every grocery store. But I'm thinking two.
Here's 55 packets for $1.73.
Exactly.
Yay.
But I'm thinking two locally. Like you think globally that's not necessarily like my grocery store is much different than the guy's grocery store in the Philippines.
Right.
I get it. Let's see here. Their most popular flavor is called mie goreng, which in Indonesian is stir fry. It entered the market in 1983. I was trying to find some information about the use of the seasoning oil pack, and I'm not seeing anything about that, but it does look like all the flavors have a version of that, just different colors. The other thing I've learned about when you're making these, if you're using one of those seasoning oil packs and you need to open it, first use scissors because it gets messy if you try to just tear it open.
Right.
Second, squeeze from the side that has the actual oil or shortening. If you squeeze from the seasoning side, the seasoning will just stay stuck in there.
Yeah.
Little pro tip for you.
Pro tip.
But anyway.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, so man, I'm glad we started the world tour in a place that was comfortable to me, and I'm more glad that you liked them too.
Yeah.
Turned you on to something new, and next week we will do a food that is of your choosing, although we already know what it is. Do we want to preview it, or do we want to?
Let's do it.
Back?
It's from the Great White North. And
speaking of Canadians,
it is a chip flavored of ketchup. Ketchup chips.
We Now, we did tease this a few weeks ago when we talked about that horrible couple up in Canada with the babies.
And I have no idea what you're talking about.
We previewed it then, and now we're going to do it. So that'll be next week on Cafeteria 51.
Yeah, very cool, very cool. So, yeah, get your noodles, get them in you, eat them wet, eat them dry, and we'll see you next time.
It was terrible. It was just terrible. I'll never get over it as long as I live.
That's it for another edition of Hysteria 51. John and Brent will be back next week with yet more of the unexplained, the unexplored, and the unheard of. Oh, if it's unheard of, how will they know about it? Anyway, if you want to suggest a topic, give us your thoughts, or just make fun of Conspiracy Bot, that's my favourite, join us in our Facebook discussion group, Hysteria Nation. Just log on to Facebook and search Hysteria Nation, or you can always tweet us at Hysteria51Pod.
You've been listening to a fourth-hand joint.